You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. So you may know, if you've been keeping up with The Righteous Babe podcast, which I hope you have, you may know that back in the latter part of June, I co-hosted an event in Atlanta. We call it the Write and Shine Journaling Experience. It's a collaboration between myself and my college bestie, Charlene Lindsay of Shine by Charlene. And this event was magical. It was a journaling experience, hence the name. But it was also a moment of just communion, sisterhood. It was amazing. So I say all that to say that if you missed it, you really missed out. But I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of what we talked about during that journaling experience. And the event was all about imposter syndrome and about silencing your inner critic, or as I like to call my inner critic, your inner mean girl. So let me be clear. I don't have a magic wand that will make imposter syndrome go away. I don't even have a magic wand that's going to make your inner critic go quiet forever. But I do have some tools that I think will help you move forward in spite of imposter syndrome, in spite of the things that your inner critic is whispering in your ear. You, I'm sure, have heard that phrase, feel the fear and do it anyway. And that's what this is all about. I believe that I have the tools to help you with that. And of course, those tools are all about journaling. So here's what we did during that wonderful, wonderful workshop. First, I invited the women who were there to allow themselves to dream. And I challenged them to write their future bio. So that's how we started. I wanted them to imagine that maybe they're about to receive an award. And what is the presenter going to say about you before you go onto the stage? I also gave another option, because there are a lot of women in the room who, you know, their imposter syndrome or inner critic, it wasn't really about their success at work or anything like that. They were just kind of, they felt like they were just drowning because they had so much going on in life. And so for them, I invited them to take a moment and just describe their ideal day. So those are your two options. So if you're going to listen to this and kind of work through the exercises, which I hope you do, those are your exercises, either your options, either write your future bio or write about your ideal day. Okay. And so then I asked the ladies, did you struggle with this? Was this hard? And almost all of them said yes. And when you struggle with that, with an exercise like this, it's because of your imposter syndrome or your inner critic or both, right? Because they are definitely intertwined. So let's talk a little bit about imposter syndrome. You hear that word a lot, right? All over the place you hear that. What does that actually mean? Imposter syndrome is basically doubting your abilities. It's feeling like a fraud. And studies show that it actually affects high achieving people more. So like the folks out there who ain't doing nothing, they actually don't struggle with imposter syndrome. But it's the high achieving people who struggle with this the most, and they're finding it difficult to accept their accomplishments. If they're getting praise or accolades for the things they've done, they feel like they don't deserve it. And so earlier I said that imposter syndrome and your inner critic, they kind of go hand in hand, because I feel like one is fueled by the other, right? It's your inner critic saying certain things in your ear, and that is going to cause you to have that imposter syndrome, or maybe you have the imposter syndrome and that's giving your inner critic more to say. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know, right? But they are definitely intertwined, this imposter syndrome and your inner critic. Next, I asked the women there to just write down everything that inner critic, inner mean girl is saying to you. And I say inner mean girl, maybe you're inner critic is not a girl, but to mine is a mean girl. But write down all those things that your inner critic is saying to you. Just write it down. And then when you take a look at those things that your inner critic is saying, I would bet you that almost everything you've written down is rooted in fear. Maybe it's fear of embarrassing yourself. Maybe it's fear of letting someone down. Maybe it's fear of failing, obviously. That's a huge one. Whatever it may be, I would bet you that almost everything you wrote down is rooted in fear. So during the workshop, I mentioned a book that I read years ago. This is an old book. It's called Business Boutique, A Woman's Guide for Making Money Doing What She Loves. It's by a woman named Christy Wright. And she devotes an entire chapter of that book to talking about fear. Because fear, obviously, comes up a lot when you're doing something new, right? And so here's what she writes about fear. First of all, she reminds her readers that this fear is normal. Because a lot of times when we feel fear about something that we're trying to do, we sometimes think that it's a sign that we shouldn't do it. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about, like, you know, doing something stupid that's going to cause you to lose your life. We're talking about taking chances on yourself, betting on yourself, you know. So here's what she writes. She says, fear isn't a sign that you're doing something wrong. It's a sign that you're doing something new. It doesn't mean you're not capable, qualified, or ready. It just means you're doing something that matters to you. And fear doesn't mean you're doing something bad. It means you're doing something bold. So here's the thing, that future bio that you wrote, when you start to go after those goals, fear is going to happen, right? You're going to feel fear. But remember, that doesn't mean that you're making bad moves. It just means you're making bold moves, right? As you're working on these goals, or as you're trying to structure your life in a way, or recreate your life really, so that you can have that ideal day more often than not, your inner critic is going to tell you, girl, what? You can't do that. What is wrong with you, right? She's going to say all that stuff, right? But it doesn't mean that you are making a mistake or that you're being silly. No, it just means that you're doing something new and that you're being bold. So here's another phrase that you probably heard before, and that is this idea that fear can be written out as an acronym that stands for false evidence appearing real. And yeah, that's kind of cliche, it's kind of corny, but I love it because it reminds me that a lot of my fears are rooted in lies. So the things that your inner critic is saying to you is rooted in fear, and a lot of those fears are rooted in lies. So I'll share a personal story that I did share with the women at the workshop. And so in case you're new here, I am currently a full-time writerpreneur, as I like to call myself. So I'm a full-time freelance writer. I write for media outlets. I also do content writing for businesses, organizations, public figures. And in addition to that, I am a business owner. I own a business called C. Jane Wright, which is a website and a community and coaching service for women who write. So that's how I pay my bills, right? So I'm a full-time writerpreneur, as I like to call myself. Before that, I was a teacher. I was a high school English teacher, and I absolutely loved it. I didn't quit teaching. I didn't leave the classroom because I hated teaching or anything like that. I loved it, but I was teaching and freelancing and running my business all at the same time. So basically, I didn't sleep and I wanted to sleep. So something had to go. And it took me 2 years to make the decision to take the leap and be a full-time writerpreneur. So why did it take me that long? Because of my inner critic. And what was she telling me? She had so many fears, and she was telling me that if I quit my job, I was going to be homeless. And I know that sounds very extreme, but it was rooted in my past. So I don't like to say I grew up poor, because we always had enough food to eat. And we always had some place to live, but it wasn't necessarily our place. So when I was growing up, we got evicted quite a few times. And that causes trauma, which, of course, I didn't realize. I didn't have that vocabulary for it when I was a kid. And, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. Wasn't nobody going to therapy back then. I didn't have the language for that. I didn't have the vocabulary for recognizing that this was trauma. But anyway, because of that, you know, when I thought about making this leap of leaving my teaching job to bet on myself, you know, I kept thinking, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to lose my house. I went that far, you know. And it was my therapist, because now we do go to therapy, right? My therapist, she helped me realize that, you know, what she said to me was, Javacia, you're not a little girl anymore. You know, the little girl, little Javacia, couldn't do anything about her parents' financial situation. But very grown Javacia definitely has more control over her circumstances. And I am very privileged in that I have a lot of opportunities. I have a lot of connections and I'm resourceful, just because, you know, I'm a journalist. Journalists are resourceful, right? So I have all of these things. I'm privileged enough to have all of these things that would make it so that I'm not going to be homeless. You know, even if she helped me kind of think through the fact that even if the freelancing didn't work out, even if the business didn't work out, I could figure out something. I could turn to someone. I could reach out to somebody that would help me get back on my feet and keep me from losing my house. And on top of that, I'm married. I have a partner who has a steady job as well, a very, very good career. So all of these fears of me being homeless, that was just rooted in lies, because that's just not my reality. Like I said, I'm very privileged to have certain things that would keep me from being homeless. And so that was just rooted in fear. So again, I'm not that little girl anymore. And I've done a lot that would make that little girl proud. So I would share it before, I think, on this podcast, that one of my favorite journal prompts to return to again and again, I usually will return to this around my birthday. And that is, you know, what have I done that would make my 11-year-old self proud? I like to ask myself that question. And so I would encourage you to ask yourself that question too. So again, look at those things that your inner critic is saying to you. Recognize that they're rooted in fear. Recognize that those fears are most likely rooted in lies. So what you need to do is replace the fear with facts and faith. So I had to replace the fear with the facts of, you know, here are all the resources I have, here are all the connections I have, here are all the skills that I have. Those are the facts, right? I also had to have faith in myself, that, like I said, even if those things didn't work out, I would figure out something. I am a person of faith, meaning faith in something bigger than myself, which for me is God, but also faith in community. That's huge for me, and not just because CJ and Wright is a community for women writers. I just, in general, believe in the power of community. I'm a cancer survivor, which you probably know if you've been hanging around here. And even though I went through cancer during the pandemic, when people couldn't physically come hang out with me, my community got me through that very dark time. There was a little gift on my doorstep every single day. And I'm not exaggerating. Every single day, there was some little gift on my doorstep just to keep me in good spirits when I was going through treatment. So I believe in the power of community. And, you know, I think for a lot of the women that were in the room on that Saturday for the event, it was important for them to also start thinking about community, because a lot of times women, especially moms, you feel like you got to do it all. And so it was important for them to think about community as well, and how, you know, the things that they want to do, the life that they want to live, their inner mean girl might be saying, oh, you can't do this. How are you going to get all this done? And the truth is, you have community. And community can help you. You don't have to do all of this stuff alone. Okay? So, I want to read to you some stuff from my journal. See, you'll hear some pages turning here. These are just some other lies that I struggled with and how I challenged them with the truth. Because, again, you're going to take the lie. You're going to challenge it with facts and faith. So what I like to do in my journal is I write down all that stuff that she's saying, and then I go through and I write down a truth to challenge each one. So here are some examples. The lie is, I'm not good enough. The truth is, I don't have to be perfect. I don't even have to be the best to add value to the lives of others. The lie is, I'm not smart enough. The truth is, I have 2 journalism degrees and nearly 2 decades of experience. The lie is, I'm not pretty, skinny, or funny enough to succeed. The truth is, Psalm 139:14 says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And also, let me just add, and I wrote this in my journal too, that the women of the CJ and Wright community do not need me to look like a supermodel or to be a stand-up comedian in order to help them, right? They just want me to equip them and empower them to go after their goals. And that's something that I've been doing for a long time. And one more here, another lie is, no one cares what I have to say. And that's not true, because the truth is, people read my blog posts, they read my email newsletter, they read my captions on Instagram. I've had columns in local magazines and folks read those too. And now I have this podcast that at least somebody's listening to. So again, what you want to do is take the fear, recognize it's a lie or rooted in lie, and challenge it with the truth. Challenge it with facts and challenge it with faith. Now, I've talked about community a few times here, and I really do think that community can help silence that inner mean girl. Honestly, that is why CJ and Wright exist. Because when you're going after your writing goals, that inner mean girl is going to be talking. And you need a community to help drown out the things that she's saying. So I want to give you a little bit of information on how you can, or tell you about an opportunity to learn even more about CJ and Wright. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of CJ and Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. If you'd like to learn more about CJ and Wright, and if you're a writer who needs help with your writing goals, join me on Tuesday, July 18th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for a free online workshop that's all about helping you finally become the writer you were meant to be. We're going to discuss how to set SMART goals, time management, getting attention for your writing, getting paid for your writing, and so much more. We're also going to talk about how to blast through all of the excuses and, yes, imposter syndrome, so that those can no longer hold you back. Head to cjanewrightbeham.com/workshop to sign up. Okay, I hope that after challenging all of those lies, all of those fears with the truth, that you feel pumped up and ready to go. Here's something else I would challenge you to do, and that is to take those truths that you wrote and turn them into affirmations and repeat those affirmations to yourself as often as you need to. Put them on sticky notes and put them all around your house. Put them on notebooks, like whatever you need to do, right? It's all about like being your own hype girl, you know, just keep yourself pumped up. So take those truths, turn them into affirmations that you can repeat on a regular basis. If you are a fan of affirmations, I do send out affirmations every Monday via text. I will put information in the show notes about how you can sign up for those. But I'm big on affirmations, but I wasn't always, right? I actually used to think affirmations were stupid, but it's because they didn't start to really work for me until I started to write my own, honestly. And so it's about kind of speaking to, and the affirmations that I would write were me speaking to those fears, speaking to my inner critic, right? So I highly recommend that you take those truths, turn them into affirmations. Now, here's something else that I want you to do. I want you to become friends with your inner critic. I want you to become friends with that inner mean girl. And you're probably like, what? I don't want to be a friend. What you talking about? So let me explain. I was reading this book some years ago, and the book, the particular chapter that I was reading was about your inner critic, and the author recommended that you befriend your inner critic. And I was like, what? No, I don't want to be friends with my inner critic. I want to cuss her out. So why am I going to try to be her friend? That don't make no sense. But I kept thinking about it. And, you know, one of the things that the author said in the book was that really, if you think about it, your inner critic is just trying to protect you, Yeah, that's deep, right? Your inner critic is really just trying to protect you. Have you ever heard that phrase, hurt people hurt people? You probably have, right? Hurt people hurt people. Well, your inner mean girl is no different. She's been hurt before. And when I say that, what I mean is you've been hurt before. And your inner critic, your inner mean girl, doesn't want that to happen again. You've been embarrassed before. You've been disappointed before. You've been made to feel shame or guilt or whatever. You've been hurt before. And your inner critic is basically trying to keep that from happening again. But you've got to let her know, hey, listen, girl, I see what you're doing. I see it. And you know, I get it. But I have decided to bet on myself. I have decided to take a chance. I'm going to do something new. I'm going to be brave. Tell her, look, I know what you're doing. I know why you're doing it. But I am tired of playing small. So I'm not going to anymore. So you just got to talk to her, right? And what I've found, at least, is that once I did start befriending her, talking to her, she wasn't so scary anymore, right? And so it was a lot easier for me to move forward in spite of the things that she had to say, right? So I want to share a little bit more with you about another resource that helps the Righteous Babe podcast be what it is. And then I want to give you your prompt for this week. Now, honestly, I've already given you a whole bunch of prompts, right? But this is the one that will kind of seal the deal, if you will, kind of tie it all together. So I'm going to tell you about another resource, and then I will give you your prompt. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt. And as I mentioned, I've already kind of given you a whole bunch of prompts throughout this episode as I've been sharing with you some of the things that we talked about at the Write and Shine journaling experience. But I want to leave you with one final prompt that will kind of tie it all together. And that is, I want you to write a letter to your inner critic. So as I mentioned, I want you to try to befriend your inner critic. And so this letter will be the first step in doing that. In that letter, again, you're going to tell your inner critic, hey, I understand what you're doing. I understand why you're doing it. You're trying to protect me. But I'm going to be brave. I'm going to bet on myself. Tell her that you've decided that the risk is worth the reward. And what's the reward? It's that future bio that you wrote. It's that ideal day that you described. So write about that in the letter, right? Describe that future that you want for yourself. And tell that inner critic, you have decided the risk is worth the reward. You are going to be brave. You are going to bet on yourself. Now, if you would like even more prompts, if you remember, part of the Write and Shine journaling experience, in addition to the workshop, everybody who attended, we also had a great lunch and tea service and fellowship, and you missed out on all of that, right? I'm being mean, sorry. You will have a chance to come to another event, I promise. But another thing that all the attendees got was our latest journal gift box. So Charlene and I, we worked together to create a journal gift box. This particular box is all about helping you overcome imposter syndrome, obviously. And it includes a journal, a necklace that has a bird pendant that's there to kind of remind you to trust your wings, right? And, of course, it has 30 journal prompts. So if you would like some more prompts, we do have a few boxes left. So we created more boxes than we had folks who came to the workshop. So that means that we have a few boxes left. Not that many, though. So if you want a box, head to cjanewrightbeham.com/writeandshineco. So again, that's cjanewrightbeham.com/writeandshineco. And you can purchase a box while supplies last, of course. And per usual, I would love for you to hit me up on social and let me know how your journaling practice is going. Let me know how you are using journaling to silence your inner critic and blast through imposter syndrome. And of course, remember, I would love to have you on the show to talk about your own journaling experience. So feel free to reach out to me at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm soon going to be on Threads because I'm already on Threads personally. So if you want to follow me, my personal social is C. Javacia Wright. I'm already on Threads. I'm loving it. So I'm probably going to do a Righteous Babe thread too. But anyway, right now, Righteous Babe is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hit me up in either of those spaces to let me know if you want to be on the show and let me know how your journaling experience is going. Until next time. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.